Serve and Protect is the Tennessee Aquarium's sustainable seafood program. And this Sunday, they're joining Lodge and hosting the Cast Iron Cook-Off. Sustainable seafood is a big issue all around the planet. Not only have we been looking at problems and losing more and more species, but we've also looked at contaminated foods from areas that don't have the same controls that the U.S. government puts into place, and sometimes making seafood a little scary. The sustainable seafood efforts of the Tennessee Aquarium are hoping to help educate people on the viability of sustainable seafoods, what they do for you, and why you should use them. Tom Benson is joining us from the Tennessee Aquarium. And Tom, what's the bottom line on sustainable seafood?
Well, what we've tried to do with our Serve and Protect Sustainable Seafood program is make sustainable seafood easy. As inland residents, we're not as connected to our fisheries as coastal residents are, and so it has to be a little bit easy for people to understand. What we've started with is a basic premise that if you purchase seafood that is either U.S. caught or U.S. produced through aquaculture, you're doing a very good thing because we have regulations in place that monitor and regulate our fisheries to make sure that they are sustainable and to make sure that the products that are being produced on fish farms, which some places as close as Sequatchie County, are producing very healthy products for people to consume.
Once you get a hold of that seafood, then you've got to figure out how to prepare it. Mark Kelly joins us from Lodge, where they make the best cast iron ever. In fact, I think you're the only cast iron producers.
We're the sole domestic manufacturer of cast iron cookware.
Cast iron cookware is the sustainable cookware of your kitchen.
Absolutely. If you think about the energy cost to produce, say, one 12-inch skillet, that's only 5 cents. And then you take that skillet and it lasts a minimum of 100 years. And if you use it every day, you multiply that out, that's a pretty sustainable piece of cookware. Plus, you can do every cooking technique with it. You can stir fry, you can sear, you can braise, you can broil, deep fry, on and on and on. You can use it in the oven. Oh, I'm sounding like Bubba Gump. but it's really an amazing piece of cookware because you can take it outside and use it on the grill or camping and then bring it back inside. And then when you look at seafood, and you can prepare seafood just a myriad of ways, you can do all that. You can create all these different flavors and mix in vegetables and things, make a casserole. Again, I'm sounding like Bubba Gump. But you have that and you meld those two. It's the most sustainable process you can imagine. And it's very flavorful when you prepare meals in cast iron.
A lot of times people want to fry fish. If you use cast iron, you don't have to make it swim again in oil.
I grew up on the Georgia coast, so I'm sort of a snob. I personally don't like fried foods. For me, it removes the flavors. Now, searing a fish or sauteing, that's heaven. Can do a skillet barbecue shrimp, which is very amazing. To me, you're opening up the flavors. And a little bit of olive oil and garlic, other spices, it just enhances those, particularly shrimp. But like Pickett's fish, you can do the same thing that you can do with ocean fish with his trout, and it's so flavorful and so healthy. To me, there's no other alternative. You look at what he's done there, there are other opportunities around here, and our area is burgeoning with other types of sustainable farming. But when you look at that and what he's done and what the aquarium's done to educate people on all these things, that the food's available and all the different ways you can prepare it, gracious, what are you going to do but catch your own fish or buy fish and prepare it in cast iron?
The cast iron cook-off that's coming up soon will be at the First Tennessee Pavilion for the Chattanooga Market. There are some recipes in a new book, Cast Iron Nation, put out by Lodge. Do you think maybe some of these might find a way into that cook-off? Because they are definitely using cast iron.
It depends on what the surprise ingredient's going to be. I would hope so. But the thing is, you have five great chefs that are going to be coming in and competing. They will be going through the market, buying different ingredients at the market, and then competing. And one thing that I've learned, you cannot question the creativity of a chef. They will see things, and it's almost like Picasso or Rembrandt. They will create a masterpiece, and it's just an amazing thing how they see those items and prepare them and serve them to the judges. It's a lot of fun.
They also have the option with the cast iron to start the searing on the top of the stove and then move it to the oven to finish with the bake. And that's a very rare thing to do. Most cookware cannot accomplish that.
Absolutely. I get asked that question quite a bit. Is your skillet oven safe? And I have to kind of chuckle under my breath, but yes, it is. I mean, we melt our metal at 2,800 degrees, and it's good to go. I mean, you could take it up to 1,800 degrees, and it won't melt. So if you're afraid of a 400-degree oven, something's wrong. But yeah, you can put it in the oven.
And also put it straight on a campfire.
Absolutely. Just a little bit of trivia. The size of the saddlebag for the Pony Express was designed for the 18-inch cast iron skillet. It wasn't a lodge. But they could ride along on the trail and take that and cook their beans or whatever before they got chased by the Indians or the bad guys. But that saddlebag was designed specifically for that. But yeah, it's a great tool for cooking over the fire along with our Camp Dutch ovens. That's another thing that we like to teach is cast iron is so integral with our nation's food culture. Any historic location, Mount Vernon, Monticello, any other place, you're going to see cast iron cookware on that fire in the museum, and you can still use it. The Western progression, everybody used cast iron, goes on and on and on. So, I mean, we are American culinary history.
There are plenty of reasons to purchase the Lodge Cast Iron Nation, more than just the recipes.
Absolutely. As part of the Sustainable Food and Seafood Program, a portion of the sales from the book is going to the Tennessee Aquarium Sustainable Seafood Program. We partnered with the aquarium because of the way they've integrated all aspects of the ecology of fish and seafood all the way down the Gulf Coast. It's a wonderful way to pay tribute to the aquarium and how they educate people, but also, to me, it was the progenitor of the city's renaissance.
There are still a limited number of Lodge Serve and Protect commemorative skillets that are available in the Tennessee Aquarium's gift shop. So it's kind of a cool way to get a special Lodge skillet and enjoy your sustainable seafood at the same time.
The Cast Iron Cook-Off is Sunday, September 14th at the Chattanooga Market, located in the First Tennessee Pavilion. The market is open from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Cast Iron Cook-Off is part of Serve and Protect, the Sustainable Seafood Initiative at the Tennessee Aquarium. Visit the web at tennesseeaquarium.org to learn more about Serve and Protect. For more information about the Chattanooga Market, visit chattanoogamarket.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.